Good morning, it's Tuesday, September 10th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. A Newberry man accused of beating his wife to death has pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter. The state newspaper is reporting Curtis Brian Varner faced life in prison on a murder charge in the slaying of 63-year-old Kathy Varner. His plea to the lesser charge was part of a deal in which he was sentenced to 12 years imprisonment, less than half the maximum sentence for manslaughter. The 58-year-old also got credit for the 14 months he was jailed after being arrested. Newberry police were called to check on Kathy Varner last summer, but found her unresponsive. An autopsy determined she died from blunt force injuries as a result of being beaten. Police Chief Roy McClurkin has said officers had previously responded to the couple's home for domestic disturbance calls. Investigators are still trying to determine whether a fire that killed two people in Mount Pleasant as Hurricane Dorian approached was caused by a thunderstorm in the hurricane's outer bands. The Charleston County Coroner's Office said 80-year-old Donnie Caston and his 75-year-old wife, Linda Caston, died from smoke inhalation after their home caught fire around 4:15 a.m. Thursday. Dorian's outer bands were hitting the area, and lightning and a 60-mile-per-hour wind gust were reported nearby. Mount Pleasant police and other investigators are trying to determine the cause of the fire. A small group of state senators is holding a hearing over whether South Carolina should follow the lead of other states and ban nearly all abortions. The bill banning almost all abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected around 6 weeks into pregnancy easily passed the South Carolina House earlier this year and is supported by Governor Henry McMaster. But some backers aren't sure if it can get the two-thirds support likely needed to overcome procedural hurdles in the Senate. Supporters hope today's day-long hearing gives the bill more time to pass when the South Carolina legislature returns in January. The sale of state-owned utility Santee Cooper and an education overhaul bill are also awaiting action. South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson announced yesterday that he's part of a multi-state bipartisan investigation of tech giant Google's business practices in accordance with state and federal antitrust laws. The investigation includes 50 attorneys general. The coalition plans to investigate what they call Google's overarching control of online advertising markets and search traffic they believe may have led to anti-competitive behavior that they say harms consumers. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the group has seen evidence that Google's business practices may have undermined consumer choice, stifled innovation, violated users' privacy, and put Google in control of the flow and dissemination of online information. Santee Cooper says it plans to make dramatic shifts in the way it produces electric power. The state-owned utilities board of directors has approved a long-range plan for the future that calls for the closing of 4 coal-powered plants over the next 8 years, while shifting production to gas and solar. The utility also plans to pay off almost $1 billion of VC summer nuclear debt over the next 2 years. Santee Cooper has been under the gun since the VC Summer Nuclear Project failure in 2017, with state lawmakers considering selling the utility. It provides electric power to about 2 million state residents with direct sales, and power it supplies to most of the electric co-ops in the state. Here in South Carolina, September is Airbag Recall Repair Month. The National Safety Council, along with some automakers, want residents to check their vehicles to see if there's an active recall associated with them. Chris Freeman with Fiat Chrysler Automobiles.
So in South Carolina, there are just a little less than 200,000 vehicles that still have unrepaired airbags, that there's an airbag waiting for them in a dealer and a free repair. And in the United States, there are 42 million unrepaired airbags.
Freeman says, checking for a recall is easy. Owners just need to type their vehicle's VIN number at the website checktoprotect.org. He adds, recall repairs are always free. Owners should take their vehicles to the dealer brand that matches the automobile. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.